Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Happy New Year. Today is the first show of the year that we're doing, January 3rd. First show of the new decade, in fact. So,
yeah, it's our 770th show.
Oh, wow. 770, huh?
770.
All right. Well, we have a couple of callers in the queue, so we're going to be getting to those callers shortly. First, we want to let everyone know where to call. 914-338-0164 is the call number. Do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us so we know that you're not just sitting in the queue listening to the show. And we invite our callers and listeners to join us on our Facebook pages. You can find them via our Blog Talk Radio profile page. So just, there's our Facebook link, and there's some other pages via that Facebook link you're going to be able to find, as well as our Twitter link. So we hope that you join us there. Again, 914-338-0164 is the call number, and the number to call after the show, 562-596-7818. Okay, 470 is first, then 901.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Sonia.
I'm sorry, your name again?
This is Sonia.
Sonia. Hi, Sonia. S-O-N-Y-A?
S-O-N-I-A. I-A.
Oh, I-A. Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, Sonia.
Hi. Okay. I have a question, if that's the protocol.
Well, you can ask your question. First, where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm sorry. Atlanta, Georgia.
You don't need to apologize. You didn't know. I mean, sometimes I forget to ask people where they're calling from. So, but I remembered. I remembered this time. And Sonia, what is your birth date?
4/25/56.
You know that it's very garbled. I don't know if you're on a speakerphone. Are you
on
a headset?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, a headset
okay,
will not
again.
Be
April
good.
25th, 56. Which is directly into the
4/25/56. Okay, and I wrote down a 5, which is obviously very strong in her day and her year. 4/5/6/11/21/32/5. Oh, you are a 5.
I am a what?
Your master number is 5. Tell her.
Oh,
yeah, your master
okay.
number is 5. Your master number is 5, so yeah. According to the birthday code, when you add up all the numbers in common numerology, your master number is 5, which is the energy of expression, the throat. And you had a change at the age of 32, according to our calculation. So before you go on with your question, just consider what happened during the age of 32.
Which would
and
be
then you can go on with your question.
1988. Do you remember?
No. I'm trying to think what could have happened then. It's definitely been a while. I don't remember anything in particular.
Okay, that's okay. Tuck it back in.
I'll note it down and think about it later. Then it may have come to me.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it's hard on the radio to remember.
Right.
I know from personal experience.
Yeah, you know, I mean, sometimes you have to look at, you know, did you move then? Did you get a job?
Right. Yeah.
Have a child, relationship, breakup, or, you know, perhaps you met someone that age. But anyway, I wrote down a 5, and that happens to be your master number. And again, it's in your day and your year. So kind of an interesting arrangement going on. But your question, what is your question, Sonia?
Okay. Does it have to be pertaining to what you just said, or can it be just...
No, you can ask anything you want.
Okay. Well, yeah. I was inquiring about someone that crossed over called Michael, if he had any messages for me for the new year.
Michael.
Right.
Was that a friend of yours?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. So not a family member, he was a friend.
No, not a family member.
Yeah, so friend, that's what I said, and he is a friend. Michael, well...
Well, first of all, I don't know why I'm getting this, but I'm getting him in a car, a vehicle.
Mm.
So, you know, that's not pertinent to a message, but it could have something to do with, for instance, he died in a vehicle. He was rushed in an ambulance. There was something about a vehicle issue going on in his life, but I'm getting a vehicle around him. But without going into too many details, does a vehicle make sense when you think about life?
No, it doesn't. Not.
Okay.
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Well, we don't. You know, we've connected to a lot of people who have crossed over on the radio show. I've been doing this over 50 years. I've connected to hundreds of people who have crossed over. So I don't know. And with sheer accuracy. So I don't know what the vehicle. There's a vehicle. You know, before we move forward to maybe another issue regarding you and Michael, is there any vehicle going on with you?
No.
And no issue with your car, or have you taken your car in recently to be repaired or to be serviced?
No.
Anything with a ticket?
I don't know what that means yet. We don't know.
No.
So let's not dig for something.
I just don't mind that on the message. So it just nothing else clicks right now. So
that's okay. That's okay.
Nothing new is fine. You can just go back to what you had on the number five.
We're going to still try here. So
yeah.
And callers 901 and 614, we're going to be getting to you soon. So
I don't know what you know. I don't know what that's about yet, but. It just seems odd to me that that's a vibrational message coming across. It almost looks like there's like a government official. It's almost like like when they have a government official and they have the flag on the vehicles when there's an escort. Mm-hmm. It's very odd what he's telling me. Were you in separate states at any time, one state as opposed to another state?
Yeah.
Okay.
And did he do any traveling to meet you? Did you have to travel and meet at a common place or at one space?
I'm trying to think. That would be so long ago, though. I think so. I'd say yes.
Okay.
The vehicle.
And was his death caused by any accident?
No, not from a vehicle.
Not from a vehicle, but was he in any accident during your time that you knew him? Was he ever a victim of an accident?
No. Mm-hmm.
Sonia?
Yes, I'm here.
Did you say we didn't hear you respond?
No,
was he ever an
accident? No. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh no, it's okay. Don't apologize.
No, I
sometimes
no.
That's okay. Sometimes there's a there'll be an interference, so we won't hear the caller.
Yeah.
So it could be.
Oh, okay. All right. That's be the
okay.
Right. Right now, Sonia, I would consider that there's something in this soul. There's something bothering this soul that's unresolved, and that's what my first thought is as I'm asking you these questions and getting very little confirmation. So do you think the soul rested peacefully, or was there undue business in life?
I think there was at one point, but I think it's been resolved, from what I understand. I think it was resolved.
And were you yourself Were you yourself ever divorced?
No.
And was he divorced ever?
Yes.
So he was divorced. Did he resolve his issues with his ex? Did he have a child?
And I think that got resolved. So I don't think that.
Did he have a child?
As far as I know. So.
That's okay. Did he have a child?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And was he in good rapport with that child? Was it a close relationship?
Yes, because, they did, understand there's a parent's love, so they did at least do good on that, yes.
Well, so what we've got so far in this message is that there's something troubling the soul, and it has to do maybe with a family situation. To your knowledge, you don't deem that there was anything outstandingly bad going on, but in his realm, something doesn't seem to be settled. Maybe he crossed over prematurely. Maybe he was like in his 50s
probably.
Or 60s, and he left sooner than he should have. And so when that happens sometimes, Sonia, especially if there's somewhere a background, maybe in his family background of alcohol or some kind of abuse or violence or something, if there's anything that you know of, that might help us. But there seems to be something troubling this soul. So it's not with you, but it's with the
family, the child.
Yeah, there's something there that seems to be troubling. Was he in his 60s when he crossed, or 50s?
50s.
Yeah.
That's premature.
So he died a little bit sooner than he should have. So you see, what happened was he left a lot of unfinished business. He should have had a longer life. And he was taken. Okay, so real quickly, was he a smoker? Did he drink?
Yeah, he did. Yes.
Both?
Yeah. Both, yes.
Okay, well, first of all, he loves you because you're asking about him, and that gives him comfort. That's a vibrational energy you're putting out to him. So that gives him great comfort that you're asking. That also allows a door to open for him to express whatever he needs to, which seems to be like he's saying, Sonia, I left and there's unfinished business I should have taken care of before I left. And that's what was troubling him. I don't think to any great degree. I mean, he's not like in turmoil or distress. It's just unfinished. It's unfinished. It's a worry for him.
Sonia, can we just ask, how did he die, since we were really never determined?
Heart attack.
He had a heart attack. Okay.
But was he overweight? Was he smoking a lot?
Not overweight. So it was a surprise to everyone.
But he smoked. So there was some clue that there was not great things going on with his health.
And you know what,
himself.
Sonia, having a heart attack at 50 is not the typical way to go.
True. Very true. We're always surprised.
Yeah. Something. So he was caught. When he crossed over, he was even caught in a surprise. Like, my God, I should still be on the planet. So that energy left over left some turmoil. And are you close to his family, or is there something you want to ask him or come out right out and say it?
Well, I mean, I'm not close to them because I don't really know them like family. I know of them through him, but if he can just tell me what it is, maybe there's some way I could, send a message or something. I don't know. Whatever is worrying him. I don't know. Or should I?
Real quickly, callers, hang in there.
Yeah,
we're going to get to you. We'll wrap this up in about 4 minutes because these have to be short.
4 minutes.
I appreciate you.
Hold on, callers. We're getting to you very soon. What was your connection to him?
Me? I was dating him. He was someone that I was to see, right.
How long had you known him?
4 or 5 years, I guess, around here. Over 4 or 5 years.
Interesting. Professor Master.
Mm-hmm. Well, he had to have said something troubling to you. He had to have shared with you something that was troubling him.
I guess in hindsight it could have been, but at the time it would have been just, you know, someone would mention something, but since that's like in his past, kind of, it's not something that was the topic of conversation, let's put it that way.
I got it. Yeah,
something
but did
that you probably thought he would handle, and when you cross over before that, then I guess that would create a situation that you were getting ready to and just never did, or I'm guessing,
yeah,
somewhere along those lines, yeah.
That's kind of where we're at. And if you know in your private way that he had a rough childhood or he had a rough time,
mm-hmm,
growing up, can you confirm that?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I confirmed that, yes.
Yeah, that's all he wants you to do is keep praying for his soul. And what can happen before we go on to the next callers is he will now open up a door to your dream world. You'll have a dream about him. And in that dream, he will communicate something to you that we don't have time on the radio show to get into. But
okay,
when should he do that and you have a dream, call us back.
Okay. I certainly will. Yeah. I appreciate that so much.
Yeah, and Sonia, what's his birth date? We didn't get his birth date. Just real quick.
I don't know the top of my head. It's August. I'd have to look it up.
That's okay. So next time you call us, have his birthday.
Huh?
Next time you call us, have his birthday. So, and think about what happened at 32, because we can talk to you about
that
as well.
I'll look it up. Yeah, and see. I look people dark sometimes.
Okay.
I'll look it up and see what's happening. Okay. I appreciate you so much, and Happy New Year, and thank you so much again.
Happy New Year. Thank you so much. And Sonia can join us on our Facebook page. So we hope that she does. Okay, 901-614 and then 203. So we're going to be packed today with calls. 901, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, fine, thanks. How are you?
Good. A couple of questions, but I'm looking at changing careers. I want to get into sports, but like the business part of it.
Okay.
And right now, my company is offering a degree in like what they call organizational leadership or something like that. So I thought, well, that's something I could, you know, once I go to get my master's, that's something I could use my knowledge from that to help with this. So it's like a really one.
Can we get your name?
Mm-hmm.
Just your first name?
Hi, Jason.
Yes,
where are you calling from?
Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis, Tennessee. I wrote down an 8. What's your birth date?
November 29th, 1971.
So the 8's and your 7-1 together. But let's see what the whole... It's the combination of your 7-1. 9, 10, 11, he's 31-4.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, 1971... So you would have had a change in 2002. Real quick, what happened in 2002, Jason? Do you remember? Actually,
2003.
Because
the
year born
of that happened. I know.
You know, the end of 2003.
I know in 2001, I was engaged to this girl, and it didn't work out. A month later... my dad died, and then a few weeks after that, I had a friend of mine that died when a plane crashed in the Pentagon. So all this shit at one time.
That was 2001.
Really just, yeah.
That was a dramatic. And you would have been 29 at that time.
Yeah, 29. Yeah.
So what's significant about that, Jason, is that even though your master number is 4 and your karmic number is 31, so the change would have occurred at the age of 31. However, at the age of 29, you had all this drama in your life, and you happened to be born on the 29th of November. So that 29 also holds an 11, and 11 is, in our estimation, it shows it demonstrates problems in relationships and exactly what happened. You had friends that died.
What
was this
thing about the Pentagon? Was there any government connection with your family?
Not my family, no.
Well, that's weird because you were saying a government vehicle in the previous caller.
Why did you mention the Pentagon?
Because it was 9/11. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, 9/11, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Which also is, you know, in your birth date,
9/11.
But.
So you're going through a career change, and is your question pertaining to the future of this career change?
Yes.
And you're doing, what do you do now?
I load and unload airplanes for a big company here, so.
Okay, so you're looking to do, I mean, you're right now in kind of you do physical labor. And you're looking
more. And I'm getting too old for that shit.
Yeah, so you're wanting to move into more of a job that exercises the use of your mind, the business part of sports, and you know, there's more.
Yeah, I'm a big sports fan anyway, so it doesn't really matter if it's football, baseball, basketball, hockey.
Doing the business part of sports. What would that involve exactly? I'm kind of ignoring.
Like it would involve, you know, like with the contracts with the players and hey, how much money we got over here and, you know, just your day-to-day average running of the place.
Is that hard to break into, Jason? I mean, I imagine that it's
I'm feeling like it is. I feel like it is.
Yeah.
Just because I don't really know anybody who works for the thing. Like, we got the Memphis Grizzlies here. We've got the Memphis Redbirds, which is like a semi-pro baseball team, and then we just got a soccer team that's like semi-pro. We just got them last year.
And you have a degree already. You have a bachelor's degree, but you want to get your master's, and your job will help pay for that, the place you're currently working.
Yeah, well, the job right now is helping me with my they have a partnership with the University of Memphis, and so they have I have a partnership with them for a degree like online, so it's kind of like learn at your own pace. So I should be able to finish that up pretty quick.
I actually think that I feel like there's a good possibility of him being able to get into this field if you start networking and get the proper education.
Well, what's happening, Jason, is your deeper brain is connecting to some sort of path and destiny that you're supposed to switch into.
Yeah.
So I used to work in
law, and then like I moved here, and it's like, because I used to live in Little Rock, moved to Memphis, and it's like I couldn't get a law job anywhere.
Yeah.
it just ate away at me. Like,
don't worry.
It's like, man, this is something I'm passionate about.
You're 48 now. And your karma up until the age of 31, 32 was all troubles and problems and mishaps anyways. What's intriguing about what you're saying to us is that we have a built-in code about what we're supposed to do on the planet. But it's sort of erased when we enter the world because it's like taking a test. So it's sort of kept in the back of our mind, and then we have to work through karma and energies until we get to our higher self. What you're doing, Jason, is you're slowly approaching the doorway where you're supposed to make a significant change in your life forthcoming that is part of your destiny.
And
that's what's leading you into this sports thing and arranging the logistics and contracts and things like that. That's why you're going through all of this. Now that you're 48 and you have gone through 12 cycles of your master number 4, which is a balance energy, you're about ready to enter that realm. So between the age of 48 and 52, you're going to be experiencing a dramatic change for the better in your life. So you've got to complete what you're doing. And then slowly you'll see within the next 4 years, this change.
How long is the degree program? A couple of years?
I can do it in a couple of years if I really, you know, to really push it. It's all online.
Or it could be free. I mean, so you can pace yourself. I mean, we are both in agreement, you and I, that this is actually something you should be doing, despite the fact that it's not an easy field to break into. There's some destiny going on
it's funny because my nephew happens to be friends with the daughter who's the CEO of the Nashville Predators. I said, man, you need to date her. I said, man, your uncle needs a job.
Well, that's part of a tribal thing going on. That's a past life connection, why it's come to this degree. So that's an indication that there's some light in the tunnel here. And so you go forward, you complete your master's, do it as quickly as you can. And somewhere within the time scale of the next 4 years, somewhere within that time scale, you could 80% achieve this goal. It's very high right now, Jason.
Was there something else you wanted to ask really quickly? You said you had two questions.
Yeah. There was this coworker that I had about 6 years ago, and I met up with her again. And
this is about romance. I wrote down romances. Are you interested in this person?
Yeah. But my situation is a
little complicated. Before you said you met a coworker, I wrote down romance. So I thought you were going to ask about romance. So this, do you know her birthday?
Oh, yeah, I am. Yeah, say what?
Do you know her girl? Do you know the girl? Or woman? I'm sorry. She's a woman, not a girl.
No, I didn't. I don't know her birthday.
Okay. Well, are you?
What's the
level of communication? Are you emailing?
We're just kind of like talking and texting right now. Nothing too serious. I'm supposed to have lunch with her today, so.
Oh, well, that's promising. I mean, it sounds like she may be interested in you. It would be nice to get her birth date, so you could casually find that out at lunch today, and then give us a call again, and you can ask.
I guess the impact of the reading is that there's some very positive things occurring. You're entering a new phase at 48, and that energy goes until 52, and within that time scale, you're experience some very positive changes. It's a dramatic change you're going through. So this is what we can offer you right now. Keep in touch with us.
Okay, because I just started going to this new gym and everything. So it's like a big group setting. So like all the classes are all are all big group things.
Yeah, you're going through changes right
now.
In fact,
I'm really trying to concentrate on my health and everything too, you know. I just found out, like last year, I found out I was diabetic, and that just kind of threw me off.
Well, yeah, you definitely need to be keeping up on that, and it's good that you're exercising. Real quickly, your karmic number is not divisible. So you had a change, 47, there was a change at 31. We talked about that change that you had. So 47.
At 41, I got married. So.
I'm sorry?
41, you got married.
I got married at 42, so.
Oh, 42.
Yeah. 41, 42, I think. That's 2013.
That's a cycle.
That's because of your cycle you were going through. So, just keep moving forward. There's some good things coming up, but you're going to have to kind of go through a test, do some work, get your degree, You're slowly getting rid of an excess karma.
You know
right
what's
now.
Interesting too is he's calling on 1-3, which is actually it's your inverted karmic number. So that's an energy as well. The fact that you called our show, we've never talked to you before, and you're doing it on the your inverted karmic number 1-3 is very interesting. So okay,
I had another crazy question, but it's like we were talking at the hospital. My second job, I just do deliveries and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering, it's kind of weird because usually I have pretty decent luck when I go to a casino, but like not this time. It's like I went and just kind of on a whim, I was like, well, hell, I'm just going to go down there. And I'm just wondering if something didn't follow me home from the hospital that night, because it's like I lost like $200.
Oh, you mean, that, you mean a spirit or a
lost your
soul?
What?
He lost $200. Oh. Well, we're not going to, the thing is, no. Gambling, we're not going to promote gambling. You shouldn't be gambling.
Yeah.
I would say,
not
you know.
It's not something I do every day. It's something I do maybe once or twice a week, I think.
Yeah.
Or not, once or twice a month. I mean, I think.
Nothing followed you of major concern. But it's not a good sign for you to go back there.
I wouldn't, yeah.
But don't worry, nothing followed you. There's no demon or bad energy around you. It just was a bad experience.
Like I kept getting beat by like one card was higher than mine. It was like this happened like 6 times in a row. I'm like, this has never happened to me before.
I would take that more as a sign as you need to be putting your energy toward higher goals. Your education probably should be doing other things socially besides going to a casino. I wouldn't do it if I were you.
Right.
I'm probably going to have
that.
Okay, take care.
All right.
Bye.
I'll give you a call back when I find out her birthday.
That sounds great. Good luck. Good luck today with lunch. Okay, bye-bye. All right, 614. Hi.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
What's your name?
Tamika.
Oh, Tamika. We know you, right?
I don't know.
I think we know you. We have Tamikas, Tanikas.
Yeah,
we get them all confused, so I don't know. Where are you calling from?
Well, my first name is Myosha, so maybe that'll clear that up from now on.
What?
Too many Tamikas. Then my name is Myosha. My
first name
is Myosha. Yeah.
Okay. So how do you spell that?
Well, I spell it Myosha.
I got it right.
My mother couldn't remember how she spelled it.
Okay. Yeah. Well.
But my grandmother told me that she thought it was spelled Myosha. But I just spell it Myosha.
Okay.
That actually happened with Oprah Winfrey. She was supposed to be named Orpah, who's in the Bible, and the letters were transposed to Oprah.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway.
Oh.
Yeah. Interesting little tidbit there. Myosha, what is your birth date?
5/26/76.
Okay. And where are you calling from?
I'm in Dover, Delaware.
Okay. Delaware. I did a report on Delaware in, I think, the 5th grade. I don't think, you know, did you ever do a report on Delaware? I learned a lot about that state.
I don't think I ever did.
Okay. What's your question, Myosha?
I'm not really sure. I have a lot of things in my head. I'm trying to pick the main one. I guess what I want to know is school.
Okay.
Maybe that's where I want to go. Do you see anything with that? Because I'm supposed to start, but I'm a little scared. I think that I'll pass, but I do have a bit of a learning disability for some time. You
okay.
know how that ends up. Yeah, I don't want to waste time on something that might not work out. So I was just wondering if I'm heading toward the right direction, because I thought maybe I'd try to go to school one last time.
Okay. And what would your, I mean, what subject matter are you interested in?
It would be medical sonography.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be in the, and I thought it was going to be.
I thought it was nursing.
I didn't think it was medical, but I thought it was going to be, what's it called? With files and, you know,
yeah.
like something with involved
clerical.
In clerical. Exactly.
And I thought it was going to be nursing.
I thought it was clerical.
So I was picking up nursing. Now, nursing is a cousin to where you're going because it's in the medical field. So you should go into that.
No. First of all, I'm a little squeamish about things, and I don't like needles. And when I think about it, I'm like, Cody?
No. You're fine.
You're going to get me into nursing, and I said no.
No, Myosha, no. We're not saying to go be a nurse. We're saying that One, we both picked up on part of what you want to pursue in school. I picked up that it was clerical. Neil picked up it was medical. That together is the field that you want to enter into, medical stenography. And we're saying there's a green light for you to do that.
Yeah.
So go forward with school.
Okay.
We're not saying to become a nurse. No. We're not saying to become a nurse.
No, no. It was
My mom was a nurse, and she taught me a lot of things, but...
No, no, no. The fact that your mother
me about
was a nurse. Slow down. Listen to us. The fact that your mother was a nurse and that we were picking up that energy.
Wow. You picked that up.
Is confirmation for you to go into what you want to do.
Okay.
Okay. So, and as far as your fear is concerned, get rid of it. Don't waste your time debating about how fearful you are about going into this. Just go into it and go into it with strength and determination and get your degree or whatever you need to get and move forward. That's our advice to you. We got confirmation on it via the nursing and the clerical work, and we combined that together with your confirmation. And so we're suggesting that in relation to schooling, you should go for this position you're seeking and get rid of your fear. That's nonsense. We're not going to validate your fear about this or determine why you're afraid. Who cares? Get rid of your fear, go to school, get your degree, and be happy and content and move forward in life. That's our advice to you.
Okay.
Is there something else you wanted to ask real quick before we move on to our next caller, Ayosha?
Well, I guess my love life, and for some reason my mind went blank on the birthday, so I think it's August the 31st, 1961. His name is Bob.
I bet this is the man that you're looking into?
Yeah.
8/31/1951.
Wait. 48, so...
He's 48? Then he definitely wouldn't be born in 51.
He's 48 years old?
It's 71.
Yeah.
71. Okay.
He's 30.
Have you ever been married before? 30 equals 3, Mayosha?
No, but I've known my kid's dad for almost 30 years. So.
I thought she was a mother. Yeah, I thought she was a mother. And did you live with this guy?
For nearly ever.
Yeah, so that's like a marriage. If you lived with him, it's that, you lived under the same roof. So essentially you were married, even though it wasn't legal. So you're asking about this gentleman. Together, you guys... become his master number 9 and 3 is a 12-3.
Yeah, but I'm not asking about my kids.
No, you're asking about somebody else. I understand that.
Yeah. So.
What is the status of the relationship? I mean, is this a relationship that has entered into a romantic territory? Are you just talking with this guy? Or are you, intimate with him?
Come July, it'll be 2 years. But
so this is someone you're in a relationship with.
Yeah.
So what's the question exactly? I mean, you're in the relationship. So are you concerned about the future of the relationship? Is he not committing to you? Do you want more of a commitment?
I pick up mixed signals sometimes, and I just don't know. That's all. And I'm used to a lot of people just coming in and out of my life. So, like I said, I'm always over the place. I'm a Gemini. So, it's either I move forward or I give it a shot. And sometimes, I'm always on a teeter-totter. So I just don't know anymore, It's just hard to make decisions sometimes.
Well,
know if you feel anything with that or not.
You have a karmic connection with him. It's interesting because your days, if you line up your days, his 3 to your 6 becomes your karmic number 36. And his 1 to your 2 become the sum of your master number is 12. So there's a karmic connection with this individual. I mean, if you're questioning, it sounds like there's some uncertainty going on.
See, I always told him that I thought we were like the size of a coin. You know, there was so much about us that's kind of alike. And I feel like I've known him before. It's kind of hard to describe. I told him we would meet in heaven because I've already seen it.
You have a karmic connection with them, and you're right about that. Your souls have connected before on the earth plane in a former life. You've come back because the energy of that lifetime was so intense that it required the two of you meet again. And your creative relationship is up to the two of you. There's no destiny bound in terms of how it's going to turn out. It will be up to your creative decision what you want to do. I think that...
Oh, my God. I said something just like that.
Yeah.
I told him because he said, really? And I said, yes. And I said, but, you know, just because in another life or so we were, like, married doesn't mean that in this life we could be that way, too. I said, but hopefully we are.
Yeah, it's a creative decision. You know, he may be a little bit reluctant to move as quickly as you would like, because he's got a different kind of karmic situation.
That's
going
what
on.
I said originally. I said there's a commitment problem.
Yeah. So, but you know, for all general purposes, you could move forward on this relationship the way it is, and it could be solid like this, the way it is for the next 3 or 4 years. You know, as he gets older, he's going to consider more stability and security. So I don't know,
Potentially there could be development of the relationship.
There could be. I mean, there's a vast difference between your energy fields. There's a 6-degree difference, which is the third eye, because you're a 9 and he's a 3, even though he's about 5 years older than you, approximately. But still, we have other callers. So, you know, hopefully we touched base a little bit. Give us a call back.
Like our page. Yes. We really appreciate the support of our callers and listeners. So we invite you to do that, and hopefully we'll hear from you again and connect with you off the show. Okay?
Okay. Thank you guys so much. You guys have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Bye.
Okay, 203. Hi.
Hi. It's Pat. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, 7/12/53.
Wondering if you could send me and Chant some healing. We're both really in a crisis.
What's going on?
Chant developed a hematoma on his ear flap. He's a hound, so he has long ear flaps. I took him to the vet and found a tumor in his ear.
Oh,
so
no.
There's a possibility he'll need 2 surgeries.
Oh, no.
She drained the hematoma in the ear flap, put antibiotic in it, and told me if it fills up again, there's only 25% chance, success rate. I was wrapping it up and doing a really good job. It filled back in just a little bit. And on the phone yesterday, she told me, you know, there's no point in keeping the wrap on it for more than a few days. I took it off yesterday, and it filled up double. I'm so angry I listened to her. Surgery on that is $700. The tumor, she put a steroid in that for 30 days. If that works, that's great. If it doesn't, then we need surgery to remove that tumor.
Who's going to talk first, Neil or Pat?
Well, right now, I got the picture, so here's my response. In 18 days, we're going to put out energy that in 18 days, the dog's going to get better.
Thank you.
So let's put that energy out and go with that, since it's a vibrational sense right
that
now.
That would be the 21st.
It's not a prediction. It's a vibrational sense that in the 18th day from now, things are going to get better. Let's hope it will. It's not a promise. It's not a prediction. It's an energy vibration that we have to start to work with from the get-go right now.
Okay, so to actually speak again? Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. You can talk now.
So, Neil, thank you. Thank you so much. That's exactly why I'm calling you. Thank you and bless you. And that's what I was hoping for. And as far as me, I suddenly stopped that therapy because I felt like it was damaging my brain. I'm so upset and angry because they were not listening to the symptoms I was telling them I was getting. They were dismissive and just denying that everything I was telling them had anything to do with the TMS. And I'm out of my mind.
I don't know, Pat. I mean, is there any chance, first of all, that you would be able to do this, to continue with the study, even though you stopped, just out of curiosity?
Yes, I could.
I don't know if your decision to leave abruptly was the best, especially because you're dealing with the brain therapy on the brain. It's supposed to be done for a specific amount of time, and then you just abruptly decided to stop. Probably that isn't the greatest. That's kind of what I'm getting. But
every time I gave them a symptom, they said, Do you want to quit? And I said, No.
That's not the best. I mean, obviously, they should have been more sympathetic to the feedback that you were giving them and maybe given you some tools to try to mitigate the symptoms. But, you know, their response, I mean, just because they're not, you know, offering you the best support doesn't necessarily mean you should quit.
But if they were willing to let me quit, I mean, they're the ones running this. If they were willing to let me quit, you know, I mean, when you say I probably shouldn't have quit, I was more committed to the seriousness of sticking it to it than they were.
Well, but that's their problem. If you were committed to the seriousness of sticking to it, I would have continued probably if I were in your shoes. I personally continued. That's what I suggest. I mean, it's maybe Neil has a different opinion, but I think that, you know, is there any way to talk to, I understand the people running the program or the study were not offering you the kind of support you wanted. Is there any way to talk to someone above those people and say, listen, I need to have, I need a place or a person that I can give feedback to without, you know, that's receptive to what I'm saying without saying, well, do you want to quit? Is there any way that can be done?
I have no memory. I have no memory. I listened to a message on my phone where the vet said to increase the drops for chance, and I don't know what the heck she's talking about. My lack of memory is as bad as when I got 28 sessions of ECT, and they stopped it abruptly because they realized I had suffered from long-term memory loss. My brain is like a sheet of metal. I cannot penetrate it for any memory whatsoever. I'm in such a rage that I took a book and started banging it on the bathtub because I was trying to sit there and calmly read. I cannot concentrate at all. My mind feels like it has damage. I have been sticking to this. I went through 16 sessions. I have been,
have you done any research about quitting midterm and there being effects or there, you know, I know this is, you know, experimental stuff. There's probably not a great deal of information out there about it, but.
I found some place where people experience worse anxiety, worse everything, and then all the others are generic, you know, no symptoms, no side effects except slight headaches and so on. you know, I mean, this is not my imagination when I tell them, I know cranial. Oh, it's not that. I can't be questioned about what I know is happening to me.
I agree with you. I agree with you. And for them to dismiss it is very frustrating and annoying. I definitely understand where you're coming from. How many additional sessions would there have been? You did 16.
I was halfway through.
So 32.
I walk out of there and my body is drunk. I cannot walk straight. But that was fine. I kept dealing with that. But I'm in a rage. I'm screaming at my dog. I'm hitting things.
Well, you know, your brain is going through a great turmoil, and it's probably based on a past life situation that where this procedure is conflicting with the deeper essence of what your crisis is. And it could be something that might benefit, perhaps, we don't know, from a past life regression, something that is going to unlock the turmoil that's in your brain chemistry, which is holding a past life memory, which could be the result of something tragically that happened to you in a past life. It's sort of the thing that a skilled past life or somebody who knows how to put one into a state of regression and unlock.
I don't have the money for anything. This ear thing is going to cost $700. I'm still paying off $2,000.
I don't mean to imply we're talking about a procedure, but that doesn't mean that you have to go and do it. What we're saying is that there may be another way to unlock this. The only thing we can do at this point for you on the radio is to put out an energy field in which, again, we're alluding to the dream state, that in a dream you have in the forthcoming future is going to unlock something. If you have any peculiar dreams in the next 7 days, Pat, call us up and share that dream with us. So we could.
I had one this morning.
Oh, really?
I had one this morning.
Yeah, we have to move on to the next caller because we only have like 5 minutes left. So
tell us
really
quick.
I have very few dreams. I was in the store trying to. I had a really nice shirt that I had bought for half price. I was in a men's store. I was asking about it for my son. I didn't want to buy another shirt, but I was asking about this shirt that I had for him. The guy thought I wanted to buy a shirt there. He went away. I was looking at the painting behind him on the wall, and it started changing. And it was fine art, and it changed to another painting, and then to another painting, and to another painting. And I thought, I don't like this. This is like computer work. But each painting was really nice. It was fine art. And then the guy noticed it as well. And I don't know, he came back with another quality shirt.
Well, we will ponder that. We don't have time. We will ponder that. I want you to look up the poem, The Shirt. It's a famous poem called The Shirt, and I want you to look it up. It's about a
by
shirt.
By Neruda? By Pablo Neruda?
No. It's,
okay.
What's his name?
We don't have time.
We don't have time, but
all
just
right.
Look up
thank
the
you.
Shirt. Okay?
Okay, bye, Pat. All right, we're going to just really quickly bring on Amy. Hi, Amy. Did you want to talk to us?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now we can. Hi. 12/29/69.
She
just had a birthday. Hi, happy birthday.
Hi, thanks.
Okay, we have like 3 minutes.
Sure.
So it's going to be a short one, but.
I guess I don't have any big issues right now, other than I have my back's been hurting a lot. And so I went to the chiropractor and he said maybe adrenal fatigue, but I don't know. I guess that's the only thing that I can think of right now that's bothering me. Everything's going great, but I do feel a little bit of a fatigue running through every day.
Well, it's the winter season, you know. You're in what state? Wisconsin?
Yep.
Wisconsin, so it's cold. I mean, you know, that might be part of the reason you're tired. I don't know. What's your question?
What? Just about the back pain, if it's adrenal fatigue or if it's something worse.
Real quickly, that's connected to your lower chakra system in your spine. And what you've got to do is just check out anything, anything that's going on in your home, anything that's that has a little bit of a conflict in it. You want to match your back pain to anything that's going on with your house. Like,
house,
for instance, a bad roof, a bad window, a leaky faucet.
Wouldn't that stretch to a new relationship with the family, too, kids?
Well, it could, but right now I'm getting something about the house. So right now, examine your home, because there's something we can discuss later about the correlation between that and your back.
Is there anything, Amy, that you can real quickly identify?
Well, it's interesting. There's a huge mirror I have that got a crack in it, and I keep saying we need to get it out. So I don't know if that's it or if it's something bigger than that.
Get it out.
Okay.
If it's not a great value to you, get it out. The crack in the mirror,
nope.
The crack in the back. There's a correlation going on.
Okay, that was
sounds
easy.
Good.
That's all.
I know. Isn't that fun? Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Happy 50th.
Thank you.
New decade for you, too. So. Okay.
I know, it's so cool.
Yeah.
All
right. Bye. Okay, we are out of time. So we'll be back on the air Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Thanks, callers. And we hope to hear from you next week. Bye-bye.